Track 8, and now we come to letters to the editor. Learning the lesson at last, writes Jeff Petty via email. An irritation for us wrinklies is seeing predictable problems repeat because governments haven't learnt the lesson the first time. In 1973, the UK supported Israel, as it does now, despite it breaking international law by occupying Palestinian territories and denying its statehood. Iran and other Arab nations were so angered by this that they refused to send us oil. As a result, our industries were so hard hit, there was a three-day week. Denmark learned the lesson the first time. It built wind farms to make electricity production much more independent of fossil fuels. As a result, electricity is occasionally free in Danish households because the wind turbines create a surplus. We were slower off the mark, but we are now catching up fast and need to strive for the energy independence provided by more cheap, clean, green energy production. It costs, but it's worth it in the medium term for cheaper energy and for a habitable planet. The Middle East is not a reliable source of energy. At least Labour, Lib Dems and the Greens have learnt that lesson.
And Haroon Altaf, Shelterbox representative, writes a letter saying, Shelterbox call for appeal support. Families across Lebanon are being forced to flee their homes as the conflict in the Middle East grows. More than 700,000 people have already left their homes after repeated bombings and evacuation orders. Many towns and cities are now under fire, and Lebanon is on the brink of a major humanitarian crisis. Family homes are being destroyed. People are escaping with almost nothing and taking shelter wherever they can. Schools, communal shelters set up by the government, crowded public buildings or makeshift shelters. Many are already full, and some families have no choice but to sleep outside amid ongoing airstrikes. At Shelterbox, we've launched an urgent fundraising appeal to help fund our response. We're working with local organisation and Rotary in Lebanon to support families who have been displaced. Together, we're preparing to support people with essential items that are urgently needed, things like blankets, mattresses, food containers, solar lights, kitchen sets, and hygiene kits. Our partner is visiting the hardest hit areas to speak with affected families about what they need most. This will help us shape the right package of support. We've responded in Lebanon before, most recently during the 2024 conflict, and we're drawing on that experience to support again. If your readers can support by sharing our appeal or donating, it would make a real difference to families who've been uprooted from their homes.
And finally, a letter from Eleanor Thompson of the RNIB. She writes, rail travel is key to getting around for blind and partially sighted people, yet remains unsafe for many with sight loss. Royal National Institute of Blind People, the RNIB, shows that barriers exist at every step of the journey. Planning, buying and managing tickets, navigating in train stations, finding staff, getting on the train safely, finding a seat, and more. Think about having to judge the gap between the train and the platform without being able to see it clearly. It's no wonder some blind and partially sighted people told us all these issues have combined to make them feel it's better not to travel at all. It doesn't have to be this way. Operators can play their part by training their staff on how to support passengers better and make sure tactile wayfinding, or better signage, is introduced to make it possible to navigate more independently around stations. Fellow passengers can make a massive difference too, from choosing to offer a priority seat or help someone safely across the gap, passengers can turn a difficult journey into an easier one. These are the small, everyday actions many people already take, and when more of us do them, it can be the difference between someone travelling with confidence or deciding not to travel at all. And I'm sure that will ring bells with many of you. But that concludes the letters for this week.